When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's not easy being Jeff Lewis.
I have a one-on-one coming up.
How's that going to be for you?
Great, I get to talk about myself for 3 hours. And I apologize.
Oh,
but I'm not sorry at all. And she ended up getting sued.
Oh, shit.
Whoa. You got to be very careful when you do these podcasts. Everyone, you shouldn't be here.
Everyone.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Hey, it's Jeff Lewis, and I have issues. In today's episode, Shannon Bedore and Doug Buden join the show. We talk about Shannon's DUI and recent lawsuit, plus April Fool's Day pranks. Welcome back, Shannon. It's been a while.
It has.
But what's been going on?
Well, you tell me, Jeff.
In the last
six months. In the list.
It's only an hour show.
A lot has happened in the last 6 months.
Yes, it has.
Starting with, I think it was September 17th. Is that correct, of last year?
Yes.
Where you were arrested for a DUI and hit and run. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Is that
the
all cleared
fucker
up?
Fucker came out of nowhere.
That is not funny. That is not funny. And you know, and maybe this is why I stayed away for a while.
From Jeff's show.
Like, honestly. It is. It's done, and I pled guilty to the DUI, and I am doing community service. I'm doing alcohol school, and I paid a fine, and I'm you know, I take responsibility for what happened, and I'm so beyond grateful that I didn't hurt anyone. I mean, that's number one.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't be able to live with myself if something like that had happened.
Now, right afterwards, you did, it was an outpatient program, is that correct?
Yes.
It 30 days?
Yes. They call it an intensive outpatient program. But yes, at a trauma facility, one of the top in the country, actually. And so it was good for me. It had an alcohol component. I did have like a sober coach during it.
Yeah.
And
that was voluntary, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
It was.
And then, but community service, what do you have to do? What do you have
to
do for community service?
Well, I'm volunteering at church in the food pantry and thrift store.
What do you do?
At the church that I attend, actually, so that was nice.
That counts?
I bet you could be Sonia Morgan's intern.
That might count as
community service. I think a lot of those kids, I don't know where she's getting all those kids.
FIT.
So you don't have to pick up trash on the freeway.
No.
Oh, thank God.
No, I don't. But when I did go sign up, Adeline drove me, and so they said, "Well, where do you want to work?" And they kind of listed off like Habitat for Humanity, and I said, "Well, do you have something with kids? Where I'm not building, but that I'm working with kids?" And Adeline just goes, "Mom, they're not going to let you around kids. Like, you're a criminal." You got arrested. Like, why are you? But I wasn't thinking, you know, because I thought, oh, maybe there's like a charity with children. Like, of course, they're not going to let me do that.
Well, there are children at the church.
Right. Well, I.
What do you do in the pantry?
You eat? Give food. Oh, my God. Okay. This is not interesting. I
can't be around food. There's no way.
Some of these chips.
Yeah. I would.
There was no place to put these chips.
Yeah. I would just eat my way through that pantry.
No, but it's a great, it's great. They give food out to anyone who needs it. So it's.
Oh,
where's this? I'm happy to be a part of it.
Yeah. Anybody can go.
Pretty much. Yeah.
And they just free food.
Yes.
For those in need.
Mm-hmm. She's annoyed with us. What kind of food? I'm just curious.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not going to give a list.
Okay. Now, you and Doug have become very close.
We have.
You're currently on the Dos Amigos E Doug tour. And Doug, you've done 6 shows now.
Yes, we've done 6 shows.
Okay. And you have 5 more, is that correct?
Correct. 5 more.
How's it going with Doug?
I mean, we're having a ball. It's nonstop laughter. And I need that right now, so I'm super grateful.
We are having a lot of fun. The audiences have been great, but it's also the backstage stuff, I think, that is really fun. Like, traveling with housewives is something I never thought is that I would be doing. You know,
why is that?
Did you lose your license?
I had a breath. I bought a new car. I have a breathalyzer in my car. Let's go back to the DUI, Jeff.
I just no. It was a question that just came up in my head.
And so you have to use the breathalyzer to start the car.
Oh, like 40-year-old virgin. Remember Leslie Mann? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So you have to. Who installs that?
The breathalyzer people.
They come out. Is it expensive?
I think it's like $100 a month, maybe. Or maybe it's cheaper than that. I don't know.
So when
you're driving, any increment between 5 and 20 minutes, they'll say breathe again. But you need to breathe and hum at the same time. And I haven't driven yet because I can't get it right.
Wait, you have to breathe?
You have to breathe and hum at the same time.
Give us an example.
So sometimes it'll say... not humming loud enough, and then it'll say not blowing hard enough. So
can
you're gonna
you
go
it?
Like,
can you do it? So I can't even picture.
Like,
and that's how
I
you start
let
your
you
car.
Drive either, quite frankly.
But I haven't driven yet because I'm afraid that until I get it down, that in 5 to 20. minutes, they're gonna say breathe again,
and
then
you're gonna get stuck,
right?
And then they'll say violation.
Oh, okay. So you have a brand new car with the ignition interlock device, but you've never driven the car,
no,
because you can't
breathe and hum.
I can't
breathe
and blow and hum.
Blow and hum.
That seems crazy.
Yeah. Well, try it. Try humming and blowing out at the same time.
Does it have to be like? Does it have to be you blowing into it? Can anybody just blow into
it? Well, no, that's cheating, I think.
I'd like to try it, though.
Did you bring that car today?
No. You guys, no.
You can't drive it.
You can't start it.
It's in the garage. What? You don't lose your license if you do that. And for me, I just thought it was a good reminder. It's a bit humiliating,
of course,
but I thought it was a good reminder of the horrible mistake that I made. So every time I get in my car, I am reminded of.
And then you get out
and you get out and take an Uber because you're not driving it.
About 2 weeks ago, I called you on a Sunday, and you answer the phone, and I was like, "Where are you?" You're like, "I'm at the grocery store." But you're like, "Bye," and I'm like, "What's going on?" And you're like, "Well, I had to take an Uber to the grocery store," and I said. Why? And then you explained that you couldn't get your car started.
Yeah, can't blow and hum.
But then while I'm speaking to you, you did your grocery. We talked for a while. You did your grocery shopping while you were talking to me. Mm-hmm. Then you go out to get your Uber, but then you got into somebody's car. Do you remember?
Oh, I waved the car over, and then I realized that it was like a couple with their kid. That is true. I forgot about that.
Maybe there's another interlock ignition device that is a little more user-friendly.
Blow and whistle.
Sophie is visiting me right now, so she said that before she leaves tomorrow, we're going to practice.
Yeah, Sophie's here today. And then Sophie, I was asking how your dad was doing, and it sounds like his business is doing really well. I'm very... your dad amuses me. And so you told him what? First of all, he asked where you were going, right?
Yes.
Okay, this is Sophie, everybody.
Hi, Sophie.
Hi, everyone.
Okay, so what happened?
Well, I told him that we were coming, and he said, obviously, he said, "Oh, Jeff Lewis, that chump."
Which I appreciate. I mean, I'm grateful to your dad for coming, for coining that phrase.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I mean, we have all...
It's crazy.
I feel like he should be getting a portion of the merch. We should talk to Todd.
You know what? You'll probably be getting an email.
Well, then good, because I can read it on the air again.
Like, when we do the show, the Vicky and Shannon E. Doug show, there are chumps in the audience every single time.
Yes.
Yeah. I walk out and they go, "We're chumps. Chump."
Okay, so you have the next show is
April 24th.
Naples, right?
Two shows in Naples.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Sophie. And then on the 25th, April 25th, you go Boca
Two
Raton.
Shows in Boca Raton.
Okay.
Is it Raton or Raton?
Yeah.
Boca Raton. I mean, we say Boca. Just say Boca.
Raton.
Just say Boca.
So you have two shows in Naples and two shows in Boca. And then you go to You're coming back to California.
Yeah, yes. To Ontario. I thought it was Canada, but it's not. It's May, Ontario,
May
8th. California. Yeah.
May 8th, yes.
And for tickets, you go to shannonandandvicky.com. There's no Tamara in that anymore.
No,
and
it's then, super fun. I mean, it's a really fun show.
Yeah, and then or it's hpatickets.com.
Correct.
Okay.
There's trivia, there's prizes, there's a lot of audience involvement.
A lot
involvement.
Of audience there's participation.
Singing.
No, I know it's a fun show. I went to the show, but Tamara was in the show at the time.
Yeah, and it's different.
But I haven't seen it since.
Yeah, it's very different now.
It's very different.
Okay, so I have some more questions. So about the night of the DUI.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I just want to clarify a few things.
Okay.
So you were at a restaurant. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm confused. So you didn't leave. You were there first for dinner. No, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, I had dinner. I went home. I'd left my phone in the Uber, and then I stupidly drove, and because I live by myself, so I need to find my phone.
Okay.
So I went to John's, and he wasn't there, and then we got an argument, and then I
he wasn't
got in my
there?
Car. He wasn't there when I got there, no. And we got in an argument.
To the house?
To the house.
Did he show up or did you talk? Or did you fight on the phone?
Yeah, he came. He showed up.
He came to the house.
Yeah, and then we got
and
in an argument.
And then you left.
And then I thought, I'm not going to leave my car here. And I got in it. And I take responsibility for that. Horrible, horrible mistake.
So you started off at, you had dinner at A. I'm just trying to be.
Yeah, and then I went home and I had no phone.
You went home to your house.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Then you went back to A to look for the phone.
I went to John's house because I needed someone to find the iPhone.
Okay.
I really appreciate this conversation.
I was just trying to be clear.
No. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, it's just I was staying at a place that was about 3 blocks from John's, and you know, those are when accidents happen. And you know, I just thought I'm going to get in my car and drive the 3 blocks
because it was so close. Yeah.
Not thinking. And you know, again, the most horrible mistake, one of the most horrible mistakes I've ever made.
Mm-hmm. So. I was just trying to find out like the logistics of it all.
Yeah. So I was angry. And when I backed out of the driveway, I did a hum, you know, to the.
See, you can hum.
That was it.
That was good. I feel like you could start your car.
That's not a hum. That was a murmur.
No.
But that was good.
I feel like that would start the car.
I think you're right.
Okay, maybe I should try that.
Yeah.
Sophie, remind me.
And then
yeah,
the
and
crash
so that,
happened
that's,
instantaneous.
I lost control of the car because I floored it just so he would, you know, I was mad. You know, like, okay, that is, okay, this is not okay because this is not funny.
That is not funny, Jameson. Apologize.
You made me do it.
Jameson, okay. Don't blame me.
I'm not apologizing for something I didn't do.
Okay, so I'm just curious, so you hit the accelerator, mm-hmm. How many seconds did it take for you to get in the accident? Was it minutes? Was it seconds? Like, did it happen immediate? It sounds like it happened immediately.
Pretty much. I mean, it was the house that's kitty corner from John's, so yeah.
So if you go
and
across
the
street.
And I went into the plant, yeah.
And how many houses over?
One. One house over.
So across the street and one house over.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. And when I lost control of the car, I hit a cement planter.
So, I see.
Yeah.
Basically right across the street.
Well, it you have to go around the corner. Mm-hmm. I mean, but it's, yeah. I mean, it was one
house. So once you pull out of that driveway, would you say it's like 5 seconds, 8 seconds, 10 seconds?
Five, probably.
Okay. Now, when you had the
argument,
I'm just curious. Had the argument, was that out in the driveway?
It was in the house. It was in the driveway.
But when you got in your car, was John in the driveway?
Yes.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the accident happened. So you had an argument, get in your car. He's standing there. And then 5 seconds later, you hit the house.
Where is counsel going with this? I'm confused.
Right.
Just curious where John is when this accident happens.
Okay. I'll allow it.
Thank you.
Okay.
I was just curious.
Yeah, I don't, you know what? I was pretty injured, and so my memory isn't great with it. And they say that you can not have your complete memory even before you get hurt. Mm. So I really don't have a clear, and I also had been drinking, so
yeah.
I don't have a clear recollection of everything that night. So, and it's, you know, again, horrible mistake, and I'm humiliated by it, especially around, you know, you try and lead by example for your children, and I'm, you know, I turned 60 years old last week on our birthday, and I, you know, I've never been in an accident, I've never been arrested, never had a DUI, I've never broken a bone. I accomplished all that.
No, I hear that. I guess I'm trying to figure out where John is during all of this. So, because I've been to this house before.
Yeah.
And so, if you haven't been there, you were there, Shane. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a very long, narrow house. It's on the water. And the garage faces the front of the house. And then you walk all the way down this very long walkway. And the front door is towards the back of the house, but on the side.
It's like so in the middle. Yeah.
Was John drinking also?
I hadn't been with him that night.
Okay, so we don't know.
I don't know. No,
I
don't know.
I guess because I've been there so many times.
Yeah, you have. We've spent a lot of time together.
And I would imagine that that was a pretty loud crash because we just heard the audio. It was pretty loud. No, I'm just wondering, is it possible?
Yeah. No, it was loud because one of my core four friends, her daughter's best friend lives in that area, and she heard it.
I was just wondering if it was possible that he could have heard it, or maybe somehow got into that house quickly and the music was on and he didn't hear it, or maybe he had been drinking and he misinterpreted what he heard. I don't know. That's always been the question in my mind. Like, how did he not hear it? Because I'd been to that house and I know it would take several seconds to get from the driveway to the front door. Yeah. And something like that, it would be like, it'd sound like an explosion.
Mm-hmm.
Has that ever occurred to you?
I haven't really thought about it, Jeff.
Okay.
I haven't.
And, well, here's your chance.
I don't know. I don't know the answer. I really don't know.
Okay.
So
who knows? Who knows what happened?
I mean, the front door's far from the driveway.
You've been there.
Mm-hmm. You have to walk alongside the whole length of the house to get inside.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I guess people respond. I mean, if he did hear, I guess people respond to things in different ways. Maybe he was panicked. I don't know. Or maybe he didn't hear. I don't know. I would like to think that he didn't hear anything. I just don't understand.
Did he say he didn't hear it or something?
I never talked about that with him. I mean.
Okay.
So I don't know the answer. I'm just going to assume that he didn't hear it.
Well, yeah, you have to assume that because somebody did hear it and they went back into the house. You know, that would be a pretty awful thing to do if you had hurt someone in an accident.
Well, yeah. Again, I can't imagine that. So, okay, can we move on?
We can totally move on.
What else has happened in the last 6 months?
Yeah, what else?
So that was September.
Where's John now?
That's, so we all know.
My God.
Well, I mean, look, I mean, it's like, you have to bring it up. I mean, obviously, you guys broke up in September, you and John.
Yes. It was like towards the end of September, yes.
And then how soon afterwards did we start hearing about a potential Alexis-John link? Was it a month later? Was it 2 months later?
I was going to say November, yeah.
How did you hear
October,
about
November.
That? Was it on Instagram? Did one of your friends text you?
Yeah. Said that there had been a photograph of the two of them, but I think it was around Thanksgiving. It was around Thanksgiving time, I think.
Yeah, because that picture was circulating of them at A's or Quiet Woman.
Yeah.
That's got to be really hard. It's got to be really hard. I mean,
I mean, through time. I don't want to be in a relationship with John, so we didn't work. So that's okay. But I don't know. I just feel the thing that made it hard was the publicness of it, and everybody seeing it. You know, it's
embarrassing.
It's
embarrassing, but it's also hurtful.
And then to have that be part of your workplace, because then you're shooting the season, right?
But was she in talks to come back before her and John were public?
I think so. Yes, I think so. Maybe that kind of catapulted it for them.
Right,
I don't know.
For sure. Made the decision for them.
But John's a very private person.
It's funny because he's dating another cast member of the same show.
Yeah, I didn't.
If I were private, I wouldn't do that.
That was sarcasm.
Right. And I'm curious if he is filming this next season. We don't have any confirmation of that.
I have no idea.
You don't know?
No, I don't. I don't think so.
I mean, well, obviously, you would not be filming with him. So.
Well, no. You know, there was an article in People magazine last week announcing that he filed a lawsuit against me. And there was a quote where he said, I am a private person. You'll see I'm not filming this season.
Oh, I see. So he quoted he wasn't filming. Well,
but you're doing interviews.
Right.
So, and you're posting stuff on social media. So, okay.
And you're having the person you're dating bring up or like be involved in the show. So obviously she's going to be talking about him on camera.
Of course.
I don't know.
I do want to talk about also the the lawsuit, but
just breathe and hum.
Has anyone been a victim of an April Fool's joke yet? Oscar?
It was Andy.
Yeah, no. She doesn't wake up this early. Yeah, I was.
No, because she's a vampire.
This morning. I got a notification from my wrestling community that one of my favorite wrestlers.
That's already a joke.
I didn't know about a wrestling community in addition to the Disney community, in addition to the marching band.
Oscar is very communal.
Yes. And they all sound very different from one another, so that's actually
very diverse.
Quite
such
a net,
social
a wide
person.
Net.
So yeah. what did they say, your wrestling community?
Oh, that WrestleMania is this weekend, which is the Super Bowl of all wrestling. So, okay. One of the wrestlers who's in the main event, Cody Rhodes, is on an injury, and he cannot main event. And I was like, no! So I slid, and it said April Fools, and I was like, oh, they got me.
Oh, they got you!
They got me.
Wow. The classic WrestleMania of 2024 joke.
Mercedes Chavie texted me this morning and said, there is a picture of your dick online. And I'm like, no! And I was like thinking, and Shane was there, and I was like, Shane, I have never even taken a picture or given it to anyone or any. How did this happen? Mm. And so she had me like, going for
frantic for a few
that's
minutes.
Funny.
For a few minutes.
She's funny. I love her.
So yeah. I did get fooled.
Hmm. You're a fool.
Well, this day's still young.
Look, I'm sorry if all that talk made you feel uncomfortable. I just feel like you haven't done any interviews, and if I didn't ask you about it, I just feel like I wouldn't be doing my job. But we can move
okay.
on.
Okay. I would love to.
We're gonna move on.
Perfect.
October.
Oh.
You've moved.
I've moved.
To a new place.
Yes.
Now, why did you have to move from the old place? Because I think it's amusing.
Whose fault is it?
You couldn't film there anymore. Why?
Right.
What's the reason?
Oh.
What happened?
Because they voted, the HOA voted, and it had nothing to do with the Real Housewives of Orange County. It had to do with the fact that one homeowner was doing living spaces commercials in the community.
Uh-huh.
And they would literally take all the furniture out, bring a moving van, put furniture in, and it was big hoopla. So they said no more filming. So I had to go.
So you had to move. And do you love the new place?
I love the location because I can walk to the beach. I can walk to restaurants.
Well, that's important now since you can't start your car.
Yeah, it is.
So you got this brand new car. It probably has no miles on it.
Not many. No.
No, and you're paying for all that just to have it in the garage.
Well, I'm gonna get the blow hum down.
Uh huh.
I've said that before.
How long have you had the car?
About a month.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's nothing.
You'll figure it out.
I will.
Speaking of figuring it out, so now that your ex is dating one of your current cast members, I'm curious. Do you feel as you're filming, are you feeling supported by the girls? Do you feel like you have allies? Do you feel like, because I was worried about you walking into this with no one, you know, having your back.
Well, I am not supposed to talk about the show, so
right,
I
of course.
Won't, but I will just leave you hanging and say that, yes, there's some support.
That's great.
Yes.
Okay, so let me tell you my theory on that, though.
Okay.
They're not necessarily your friends. It might be about optics, right? Because no one in their right mind is going to align themselves right now with Alexis and John, right? So my feeling is any housewives that do take Alexis's side will look bad, really bad, and are not going to want to have the wrath of the listeners' hatred. So my guess is I think it's probably a good political move for the girls to back you.
It's an interesting theory.
I think they care about you as a person.
I don't. Okay. Well, no, I do. I think some of them could, but some of them might not.
Well,
because it's a game, and a lot of them know how to play it really well.
Yeah. Well, it's to me, it's my life, so I don't like to look at it as a game.
I know
so that
you
makes
don't.
It, that makes it difficult for me.
But that also makes you very vulnerable, right? Because you don't look at the show that way. It is not a game. You are open, honest, vulnerable.
Well, parts of the show are trickling into my real life. Like, I have a lawsuit that was just filed against me. So that's my real life. I was just on the phone with my attorney this morning. So it's, you know, it's now.
And that's something. How does that work? Did you get a phone call from John?
Wasn't it when you were on the plane? When we were leaving St. Louis? Isn't that when this all happened?
No, well, I mean, it was about a month ago. I got a letter saying you need to come up with a payment plan to pay this money back. And so it culminated with me realizing that attorney's fees were going to surpass the amount of money he was seeking.
And regardless of whether you are innocent or guilty, right. Or yes, okay.
Because I've been down that road before. I lost a lot of money in legal fees. So I also know the mental anguish that goes along with a lawsuit. So
yes.
I, even though it's not warranted, I offered to pay John the exact amount that he wanted. But he turned the deal down because he didn't want to sign a mutual non-disparagement agreement. And that's standard in most settlements. And that's where you say you're not going to talk badly about someone. So
he wouldn't agree to that.
No.
But he's a private person.
I you know, it's frustrating because now my hands are tied. And my hands are tied right now. I what am I supposed to do? Say, here's all this money that you claim that I owe you.
Mm-hmm.
And go ahead, say whatever you want about me. Like, no, I can't. You can't. My attorney said I can't let you
right
do that. So I have to now go to trial. And, you know, that's a lot.
So let me back up here. So there's the alleged amount owed is about $75,000. Is that correct?
That's what he's
so
saying.
What I guess I'm trying to understand. Did you borrow money from him? Did he give you money?
There were two times where he gave me money.
Okay.
And there were many times where I paid for things or gave, which you would say equates to me giving him money. So, you know, you want to go tit for tat? You want me to show the tens of thousands of dollars that I spent? You know, that's kind of what I'm doing right now with my time. And it's not fun. It's not fun to go back and say, okay, well, look at all your bills and say, oh, well, what did I do here this day? You got to look at your photos. It's like, I don't want to go back. I want to move forward with my life. I don't want to think about John Jansen.
Yeah.
I don't want to think about him anymore. I am in a really good place mentally, and I want to keep going forward, not backward.
I've never heard you say this, but you said it to me last night. You said, you know what, Jeff? I'm really good place, and I'm not interested in dating right now.
Crazy?
It is. It's like, it's not a concern of yours at all.
No, I don't want to. I don't want to.
You're focusing on you.
Yeah.
Focusing on your business, real for real. Focusing on filming.
Mm-hmm. And I have really good friends. I have two guy friends. We call ourselves the G3, and we go out a couple times a week. So it's a lot of fun, and I just have fun.
Shannon is a good wing woman or wingman, as the case is.
Oh.
With me. Like, she's very good to have in the bars, in the restaurants.
For example.
Side. Or on an airplane.
What happened on an airplane?
Well, We had a
track. Okay, don't play coy now. You brought it up. You brought it up clearly for a reason. So tell us what it is.
I was actually thinking about in the hotel, but on the plane we had this very attractive flight attendant, and I fell asleep and I woke up and there was his name and his phone number was in my lap, and Shannon's like, "That's Jonathan, the flight attendant. I got you his
Oscar.
Number. Give him a call."
So did you ever talk to Jonathan at all?
Yet.
Okay, so you had an exchange with Jonathan.
It was at the very beginning of the flight. All he said, good morning, would you like coffee? That was about it, but he was cute. And
he was handsome.
I texted him, and he came to the show.
He came to the show.
And then what?
And then we said hello, and he introduced me to his husband. And
Was it his husband?
It was his husband.
Oh, he brought his husband. So was this like a threesome?
Have you
vacation
had
to go to break? What?
You have to be a cute sleeper if he left you his phone number while you were sleeping.
Yeah, well, it was all Shannon. I am not a cute sleeper. I got you this guy's number.
I drool, snore. Yeah. It's terrible.
He does snore a little bit. I'm not going to lie.
Doug does.
He snored.
When you were asleep in the plane.
Shannon, I'm sorry to keep going back this, but I just feel like it's not tied up in a bow. So I want to know why you...
I tried, Shannon.
Okay, so I guess you dated John for how long?
Well,
4 years, five years? We dated
for 3.5 years. We broke up for like 5 months. And I know we were saying, oh, we're not back together, but we were from April to September.
What kind of things did you pay for?
Over 4 years.
That were tens of thousands of dollars.
Let me be clear.
Yes.
For the second half of our relationship, John paid for stuff.
Okay.
But at the beginning, I did. So when we traveled, the hotels, the airfare. I mean, I think John only bought me one airline ticket in our entire relationship.
Okay.
I always did. And so, you know, I took him to New York 4 times in 4 months in our first 6 months of dating.
Did he ever say, I'll pay you back?
Like sometimes he'd say, oh, can your stylist pull some stuff for me and then I'll pay you back? And then, yeah, and then he wouldn't. So that was, you know.
But you're in a relationship. So you're thinking, no big deal. It's my gift to you. We're together.
My money's your money.
Mine is yours.
Jeff, right. Like, you know, at the very beginning of the relationship, like he said, you're my future. You're my person. You're my future. That's what he said.
Yeah.
And I thought, yeah, I felt this comfort with him right away. And I thought we were going to be together forever.
Now, people think that you had a $75,000 facelift because in the press it's saying that you borrowed $75,000 to get a facelift. That's not what happened.
No.
So what did happen? Like for that first.
But you do look good.
No, the first distribution. He gave you some money. Is that correct?
Uh-huh.
So was it unsolicited? He offered it to you?
No. I did need money at the time. So I did say.
Did you ask him for it?
He said, I wish you could get a low interest loan. I go, well, you have money. And then he goes, oh, yeah.
And then he sent the money. But
He wired it.
But there was no agreement. There was nothing in writing. There was no payment plan. There was no.
No.
And did he ever, after he gave you that money, did he ever call you and ask you for the money? Did he ever talk about a payment plan?
In the lawsuit, it says, in his complaint, it says that he asked me multiple times. He never asked me ever.
So you assumed it was a gift, considering the fact that you had paid for him all of those times.
Yeah.
I see. And then the second time, that money was used towards a facelift. Is that correct? But obviously, it was more than 30 grand.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And then what about the second time?
Well, the second time I'll just be truthful because I tell the truth, but, we were on a different payment or they stretched. We were like, we didn't air the show right away after we wrapped filming. So they stretched our pay out. And so I wasn't getting paid as often. So I was getting the kids ready for school. I had paid for like the college counselors and stuff. So it added up and I was really stressed out. So, I remember I was crying on a walk and he called me and said, what's wrong? I said, nothing. And then finally I said, okay, well, I'm just stressed out because I have these bills that I need to pay. And he said, let me give it to you. And I said, thank you.
And again, there was never a call, question, email,
anything.
Don't
you think that when he broke up with me in November of 2022 and then in September of 2023, wouldn't you say, oh, and by the way, you know that money? Yeah, you need to pay that.
Right, but
he didn't.
So the money was brought up about a month ago, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think, why do you think now, after a year, why do you think he's asking for the money now? Do you think he might need the money?
I don't know.
Or do you think maybe he mentioned it aloud to Alexis, and she doesn't like that, and she's like, you should get that money back. Maybe she's...
I don't know. You have no...
I really don't know. I mean, yeah, is he spending a lot of money? I don't know what he does for work anymore. I don't know. I don't know anything. And that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
So he was in insurance at one point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he did well.
I
You don't know.
He worked.
I mean, yeah. I mean, isn't he kind of semi-retired now?
I really don't know, Jeff.
Okay.
I don't know.
Hmm. Okay.
And it was
just trying to figure out what prompted a year later to ask for the money, and then file the lawsuit.
I've had two lawsuits. They both have Bellino around it.
Oh,
interesting, isn't it? A little bit.
All right. So you think that she's behind?
No, I don't know. I really don't. All right. No, I mean, I'm just saying. But it is. I mean,
common
very coincidental.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
No, but I don't know. I don't know if she had anything to do with it or not. I really don't know.
You've been shooting with her, right?
I mean, she's in the show this season. Yeah. Yes, mm-hmm. She is.
Hmm. Now, you had drinks with Heather Dubrow last night. So you guys are obviously good. I know that because she texted me.
I thought you guys had drinks last night. I was with both of you.
No, we had dinner last night.
We had dinner.
Oh. We had dinner.
And then she met Heather later. Yes, but Heather was like, I'm having drinks with Shannon.
Sophie wanted to go to the roof of the hotel. And so nice. We went up there. Yeah, it was really pretty. And then she said, are you in LA? And I said, yes. And she said, where? We're coming over.
Aww.
So yeah, Terry and Heather met you guys.
They did.
Fun.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I was just curious.
Is the bow tied?
I'm sweating from this morning.
Well, there's the tamer of it all. I mean, I'm sorry. Thanks for listening. If you want more of this, listen to Jeff Lewis Live and Jeff Lewis Extended every weekday on SiriusXM, as well as the Jeff Lewis channel, exclusively on the SiriusXM app.